Let's start again from the beginning. We took the meaning of the term religion is to bind, that is, to attach what has been separated from the Supreme. So from this definition of the word religion, at least three key things are implied. That is, the Supreme, number one, and there are infinite forms of existence, like you and me and the world. And there is a force that either keep these as two separate existences or bring them closer. So there is something which is supreme. There are infinite forms out of the supreme. And there is a force which keep these two separate or bound together. Understanding this is a universal quest. Even science, under the guise of theory of everything, is paraphrasing only this problem and seeking answers only to this question. But the seers in India, through their tapas or penance, have revealed wonderful truth to solve this profound problem. These are the core of Vedas, known as Vedanta. So the scientific quest on the supreme problem is no different to the Vedantic quest and a supreme revelation. Science may use different terms and multiple logics, which are all to be refreshed and changed as it stumbles from one finding to the other. But the Vedanta is very definite about it. It calls these three as Brahman or Paramatma, Jivatma, and the force that binds them as Maya. Like in Saiva Siddhantam, which is part of Sanatana Dharma, which reflects Vedic truth, called these three as Pati, Pashu, and Pas. The richness of Sanatana Dharma accommodates multiple interpretation and approaches. So our focus to understand the philosophical core of Sanatana Dharma is to understand the relationship between the Brahman or Paramatma with the Jivatma and the world. Right? The Brahman or the Paramatma is also known as God, is something which we are not qualified to discuss at this point of time. Who in this room can show and describe and define God? At least not with our current understanding of Sanatana Dharma. So let us park the concept of God for a time being. Then the indefinite, infinite forms, which includes you, me, and the world. The world is a transactional world, which is forever changing. Vedanta gives a name to this changing aspects of the world. The word is Mithya. Mithya. So the Mithya represents change, objects that are forever changing. So But any change needs an unchanging object as a terms of reference, is it not? Without an unchanging object, you can't see a change. The unchanging object of reference, which is the basis for all the change, is denoted by the word satya. So satya means unchanging, permanent object. Mithya is forever changing object or experiences. We need to explore these words in great detail as we begin to understand Sanatana Dharma. But for now, let's just remember Mithya is forever changing, Satya never changing. If the world is forever changing, so all our understanding and learning of this world will also change forever. This is the problem with science. So when you are going after things that forever change, your knowledge, your understanding, or finding will forever change. So it is difficult and futile to search for the truth in the forever changing world or the mithya. So therefore, our scope of study leaves only the last aspect. It is me, the self, I. So I need to search the truth within myself. I need to find the solution to the supreme riddle of the supreme being and the infinite forms and the binding force between these two within myself. Why? Who is near to me? Who is closer to me? Who is dear to me? It is me. I know I am dragging you on a challenging path and ask this seemingly stupid question. Who am I? Why am I here? These questions look silly in the outset. Because normally we consider ourselves to be the embodiment, the body. But, you know, when a person is dead, even the beloved spouse and children say that it is only the body of the person they loved. So I'm not the body. So the question of who am I arises. I do not plan to go into this topic today, but just want to emphasize that the philosophical layer of Sanatana Dharma is all about making you understand who you really are and why are you really here. The question with which we started our discussion. Let's not go through that question right now, but ask the question, assuming that I find out who I am, what does it give? What is the benefit of such knowledge? To this, I will quote the most beautiful saying from Taittiriya Upanishad. Without getting the good understanding of the important terms of Sanatana Dharma, we should not attempt to learn Upanishads of the Vedanta. But today, we want to get the core of the philosophical layer. So at least superficially, let us look at this verse. Om Brahmavit Apnodipanam Tadesha Vyukta. Tadesha Vyukta means that it is the proclamation. This is the true declaration. What is that? Brahmavit Apnodi Param. Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman, attains the Brahman. In other words, one who sees the Paramatma, or the Satyam, within oneself, attains the attachment to the Paramatma. But what is this Brahmam or Paramatma? That is given in the second line of the verse. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahmaha. Satyam Jnanam Anantam. This one sentence has given rise to innumerable debates and discussions, which is a hallmark of a non-dogmatic religion like Sanatana Dharma. The greats of Adi Shankara, Ramanuja, and Madhva all have given slightly different perspectives on this particular sentence to establish their views. Again, we are not yet ready to embark on that study yet. But by knowing the Brahmam, you attain the Brahmam, and that Brahmam is defined in the sentence as Sat, Chit and Ananda. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. The Sat is what we discuss as Satya. The question is, where to find that Brahmam? Since we already discussed and agreed that the entire focus of study is about ourselves, we have to search and find the Brahmam within ourselves, as the self. That was answered in the next line in the Upanishad. Yo Veda Bihidam Guhayam. That is, it is in the cavity of your heart. That Brahman is in your heart. In Tamil it is called Kada Ul. Ul means Ullam, mind. Kada means surpassing the boundaries. So Kadavul means what is inside the cavity of your heart. Again, we are now going to discuss how to find this out. Let's now look at the objectives and the benefit of it. So what if I have found the Brahmam or Atma or the Self inside? What is the benefit of it? The next line says, Soshnute Sarvan Kaman Saha, that you will enjoy the two key goals of life, enjoyment and perfection. Brahman is inside your heart. That's what makes you the you. By finding that, by realizing it, you attain perfection and enjoyment. Remember I told you the word philosophy in Sanskrit is tattvam. Now, the meaning of tattvam can be understood in the context of this Upanishad. In Sanskrit, the word tat means that. Tvam means you. So in the very word tattvam, it tells you, you are that. That is you. The Brahman is you. Paramatma is Jivatma. This is the essence of Vedanta. If that is so simple, why can't I know myself? But this is the tragedy of our life. We are by default constructed to look outwards. We are constructed to look outwards for the two goals, enjoyment and perfection. That is why Sanatana Dharma first develops you in the periphery and principal layers through the worldly life. It shows you the righteous ways and means to go towards perfection and to have enjoyment in the worldly life. At some stage, in a flash, when your mind is ripe, on the grace of God and the benign instruction of a learned guru are granted, the Sanadana Dharmasaram, the truth of philosophical core, will become obvious to us. So let me summarize what we try to understand today. What do we take it from here? The whole essence of Sanadana Dharma is to know oneself. By knowing thus, one becomes all-knowing and all-enjoying. Why enjoyment is highlighted? Because our purpose is to enjoy and to be perfect. Enjoyment is our intrinsic nature. But the complete enjoyment is only possible when we are perfect. So striving for perfection is our intrinsic quest. So what you may want to follow up is understanding the terms, tools and guidances available in Sanadana Dharma, the role of scriptures, the context of festivities, the purpose of Guru, etc., etc., towards these two key goals, enjoyment, perfection. Through enjoyment to attain perfection. There is an ocean of wisdom on all these aspects. So as God wishes, we may meet again to share our understanding and experiences on these valuable topics. We shall take it through in few sessions to understand key terms and references before we dwell deep into these topics. Namaskarams. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank you.